So, you know, these last few weeks, God has been just, there's a heavy weight of prophetic signs and prophetic words that are being spoken. The airways are full of them. And you know, my dear friend and a governmental prophet also is a part of this house. God has given a thick word, an instruction that I believe is critical for this region, and it is critical for us. So I want to do something before Byron speaks. I was the word came to me, honor. And you know, when you've been in ministry as long as Byron and I have, you know, that word honor, that becomes such an important lift to the weight of the glory of what God wants to do. And to receive a prophet's reward, you honor a prophet. So I want us to do something for Byron. I want us to all stand and welcome him as he gives this word.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Wow, Sam. Thank you. A couple things real quick, because I always like doing this. Crystal and I, our latest book that we did together is called Love Notes from Dad. And it's a series of love notes that I wrote to God. And then Crystal took them and made them into breakthrough moments for your life. So I think there's somebody that this is not a daily devotional. This is where you read those and you dig into them and God leads you someplace into a breakthrough in your life. And so if there's somebody really going lately, I really need that breakthrough, I want to give you this book. So who is that? There you go. You got good interest. Second of all, I want to it's fun for me because my son-in-law and my daughter and my grandchildren happen to be in town this weekend, and so they're here, yay. Meet them afterwards. I've asked the team if they would stay here and be a part of this, because I feel it is a part of it. I've asked Mikkel to stay because I believe that art becomes a part of prophecy, and it's a remembrance for us as we go through this. You know, people say that I'm a prophet, and I'm at moments happy to receive that, but more importantly for me is I feel that I'm just a kingdom strategist, that God just gives me strategies from heaven, and I like to release them, and that's what this is about. Last Sunday, I woke up, and God started downloading all over our country and the world specific prophecies and strategies for different counties around the world. And I started writing furiously. And the first one was Ventura County. And I find it interesting that he would do that, and I'm speaking this week. So it's about our times and seasons. That's what this is, what happens is we get to understand some of God's times and seasons for us in our life. And that's a very cool thing. But also, he won't let me do these without activation, without something you get to take with you. And we'll activate those in a little bit. But I just wanted to say, I believe that the fires that God has given us have been more than just embers burning and smoke in the air. And the Lord said to me, the fires of God, and he asked me a question, are they the judgment of God or the goodness of God? And that's where this begins.
Parts of Southern California under critical fire danger all week, as we saw at the East Fire.
They came up over the rise, and they were talking a little about nothing when the words disappeared into the smoke-laden air. They slowed the car to gaze into the darkness and into the all-too-often glow of the fire on the hills. Pausing in unbelief, how many more? Not another fire. Their thoughts shifted quickly to checking the danger level, then on to who they might know in its path, and then to see if there is anything they need or can do to help. That night, they sat on the crest of the hill, watching and speaking life. She woke with her throat dry, her eyes watering. My eyes are watering, she said out loud as her mind began to wake. She could smell it now. That's why my throat is dry, she pondered as fear and began to rise. That's smoke, as she rose from her bed and rushing to her double doors leading to her balcony, rapidly opening the wooden blinds, her fear surged. She could see the glow. She could hear the crackling of the fire burning. Before, she stood watching, feeling the heat, and calculating what to do next, when in her heart rose a cry, speak life. The alarm rang loud and clear, and as before, he jumped up from the table, nearly making a complete leap over the chair and out to the truck. No stopping or considering in this place. It was an emergency call. A fire had broken out on the hills. Go, go, go! The engines roared with power as the responders, dressed in protective gear, prepared for the battle. The ride is always the hardest part. Not knowing exactly how bad it is or how much danger it has already done. Have any houses been destroyed? His heart was racing as he contemplated various scenarios. What would they find when they arrived at the staging area? Then it's into the fires, into the heat. And then he heard a voice. Speak life. The fires made the night sky seem stood on my back porch crying out to God, praying for protection over me, my family, my home, my neighbors, even others far away that I had never met. I prayed. The fire blazed on as it spread across the tops of the hills, the signal fires being stoked so all could see. One fire lighting the way. An enemy has come in the night, prowling, hungry, and ready to devour. The watchfires are lit, bright and clear. We have seen the fires and taken up arms against this beast. Thank you. happens to mean good fortune. Do you realize the importance of a good name? That your name is important to God, as does the name of this county. But who is Saint Buenaventura? And why is his name prophetically significant to us today? Well, after his passing, after that man passed, someone wrote this about him. He thought of Christ as the one true master who offers humans knowledge that begins in faith, is developed through rational understanding, and is perfected by mystical union with God. Now, the Lord drew my attention to what this man was remembered for, what he left on the earth, and how there were spiritual wells that were dug at the very beginning of Ventura County, based upon this man's life. God uses even a name to show us our historical relevance in the kingdom. God raises up cities and regions like Ventura and Ventura County to display his glory, even in its name. Buena Ventura. Good fortune. We live in a place of good fortune, guys. Then the Lord opened my heart to this quote about his life, and he showed me these four keys. And they provide us something that we can bring the glory of God wherever we go in Ventura County. The four keys are soaked in this very land we call Ventura County. One master. Knowledge beginning in faith. Rational understanding and mystical union with God. These four keys, it's like they're just full in the land and the people. So much so that the earth cries, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Our land cries for his glory, and we have been given keys to release his glory by proclaiming them with our mouth, our hearts, and our lives. From the eastern edge of our county up the grade to the northern borders touching Santa Barbara County, our name given four keys to releasing Christ's glory on the earth. So to finish this, I'd like to, this historical little moment we're having, I'd like to explain those four keys as God spoke them to me. First of all, there is one true master. We all agree with that. We will have other gods before us. Jesus is our heartbeat, and no other one will take his place. Number two, knowledge that begins with faith. We are a people of action whose faith begins in the deep places of our heart and then manifests in our lives and to those in our sphere of influence. We gain a deeper knowledge of God because we have complete trust in him. He is our full confidence. Number three, rational understanding. Now, I went to Merriam's dictionary because I thought it was really important, and they defined it as rational as being in accordance with reason and logic. Isn't that wonderful? But what is God's reason and logic? Is it not to live by the power and authority of his Spirit? It is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Zechariah 4:6. True reason then is living by his Spirit, not by my mindful reasoning. There is a greater logic in the kingdom of God than man's logic. And number 4, mystical union with God. What a powerful legacy, right? Those who named us Buenaventura left us in this land. We are joined to God in a union of mystical reality. Mystical reality. Put those two words together, eh? Neither apparent to our senses nor obvious to the intellect. It is a union of the unseen. And yet, we know he is there. We know he is with us, and we hear him in our inner man. We can walk in this mystical union by faith, ever increasing our knowledge of him. 4 wells were dug when our benefactor, our namesake, was loosed on this land. San Buenaventura, which became known as simply as Ventura and Ventura County. But the wells remain. Those wells are there. There are 4 wells, which are the 4 keys provided to unlock the glory, the power, and the ever-increasing knowledge of his presence given to us from the beginning of the foundations of our Ventura County. With God's full intent that we glorify him with our mouths, our hearts, and our lives. I love what they said earlier. I have my hand. I want to receive, and I want to give. You open your hand to God, and you release your hand to others. That's what we get to do. That's what those 4 keys do. Those wells that were dug, we get to release them. We receive them from heaven. We release them to those around you. One true master, knowledge beginning in faith, rational understanding, and mystical union with God.
Show me your glory.
like to take a minute to prophesy to you personally about this. We've heard some general prophecy about the place, about this place we call Ventura County. But what about you? You see, the fires of God had burnt on the hills as signal fires for our county. This is what the Lord said. They're signal fires. We see the fires, and we've begun waking into a new era to see that our king is on the move against the enemy. The enemy will always try to destroy. But God takes these fires of ours and turns them into signal fires of heaven, calling us to arms, inviting us to see heaven's purposes for Ventura County. He has given us keys to declare and release over our county. In you, by having become citizens of heaven and of Ventura County, in the very core of your being, he has placed these four keys. They're available to you. You have the right of ownership. You have the right of authority over every place that God has given you in Ventura County. Yeah. You are able to declare these keys into your life, your family, your extended family, your friendships, your place of work, the government, education, businesses you frequent, medias you watch and use, even the church you attend. Wherever God has placed you, wherever, declare these, for they are part of the history and God's favor on this land. It is your right and purpose to declare these four keys into Ventura County with the full authority of heaven. There is no reason to stand and shout at the enemy. We don't shout at the enemy. Instead, we stand and declare the keys of the kingdom and the four keys found through the person of Ventura County's namesake, Saint Bonaventura. Speak them to God as you would speak to a friend. He is our friend, amen. He calls us friend. Speak them out as daily prayers for this county, for this county of good fortune. Because, guys, your prayers matter. And it's time. The fires of God have been lit. And the signal fires have burned. We see them on our hills. They're all around us. The blackened with God's reminder of his signal fires. We have seen the signal fires, and now we must pray. We must declare the four keys over Ventura County. You have authority, right? You have purpose. And you are a God-sent messenger to this county. So who can stand against our king? Answer me that. Who can stand against him? We have seen the signal fires, and now we must take our places, armed with these four keys, to display God's glory in Ventura County. Warriors of a mighty king. You are warriors of a mighty king. The king of heaven. You are warriors of the throne. So would you do me a favor? Would you stand with me? Thank you. powerful thing. Declarations, and mostly when we do them in unison together, they're a powerful thing. So today, we're going to speak life together. But remember, you can also speak life every day. That's the cool thing about Jesus. We're not restricted to a day week. So let's declare God's goodness through these declarations. I speak life pouring forth from the one true master, Jesus, into my life. I speak life from the heart of God into my faith, life abundant to fulfill all God has for me. I speak life into my spirit, the spirit of God speaking clearly with my spirit, my mind, and my heart. I speak life into the mystical, into the supernatural moments to walk boldly by the Spirit of God. Let's say that one again. I speak life into the mystical, into the supernatural moments to walk boldly by the Spirit of God. I speak life into my loved ones and friends who will soon meet, encounter, and respond to Jesus. There is a harvest, folks, coming so big, you know it. You hear me say it all the time. I speak life over Ventura County, that it will step into this new kingdom era. Now, that's a big one. You can do it. I speak life over the governments, businesses, the education systems, families, churches, and the airwaves of Ventura County. And lastly, I speak life from the goodness of God into this land. Amen. So in your bulletin, and if you didn't get one, I had them place those 8 declarations that you can take home with you. So feel free, because they're really easy to declare. You can have a seat for a minute if you want. But so we have heard about the 4 keys. We have declared 8 things together. You have declared the goodness of God over your life, this land, and into the heavens. Do you realize that's what we just did? We made a declaration together. Heaven is speaking life as we speak life, because heaven is awake with anticipation. Heaven is not sleepy, as some might think. God is on the move, and I pronounce you life speakers. Speak it out. Declare these to the Father and watch as we report back the good news on how God is moving in our county. Now, I put my website up there because over the next months, coming months, you'll be able to see this again. But I'm going to be reporting back with newsreels and comments and different things, people coming to Christ, testimonies, things that we're going to see. And you're going to be able to go, wait a minute, we declared those things over this county, and I need to keep declaring them. You have in you 4 keys, I believe, that God has given me. This was the strategy that God gave me from heaven that you get to take with you. And guess what? There's no charge. There's not a fee. You don't pay Netflix or Hulu. You don't even pay Prime. You get them all for free. You get 8 Wow. Well, that took me 40 minutes, and he said it in one word. Guys, I would like to close out our time just some worship together. Would that be cool? So, thanks, guys.